Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Facing a Thursday deadline, Donald Trump came up with the cash to post a $175 million appeal bond of New York State's $500 million business fraud judgment.
A company called Knight Specialty Insurance has put up bond for Donald Trump. And if he loses his civil fraud trial appeal, the former president, his adult sons, and two former Trump executives will have to pay New York the entire more than $460 million judgment. If he loses the appeal and doesn't have the money, New York's attorney general could seize and sell Mr. Trump's properties.
ABC's Andy Field. Voters to have the final say on abortion in Florida. That state's Supreme Court cleared the way for a November referendum that will determine whether the right to choose is enshrined in state law, a six-week ban going into effect in 30 days. In another ruling, the Florida High Court greenlit a November referendum that would legalize recreational marijuana. This is ABC News. Certain people became highly offended when entertainer Beyoncé put out an album of country music. Turns out, more people like it than don't.
Cowboy Carter is a streaming sensation. Since Beyoncé's country music album was released last Friday, it became the most streamed album in a single day so far this year on Spotify, and the only country album to hold that title in 2024. Amazon Music says Cowboy Carter had the most first-day streams for a country album by a female artist ever. Over on Apple Music, it's the number one album right now, and that's just the past few days. Next week, we'll get the Billboard chart numbers, which are sure to be big as well. Jason Athanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Federal Aviation Administration revoked the pilot's license of Michael Mason of Washington State. Seems Mason would allow paying customers to wing walk on his 40s-era biplane, tethered to the plane with a cable, no parachute, while Mason would perform acrobatic maneuvers with the plane. FAA called that reckless. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday night. His national press secretary won't say whether the former president will announce any political endorsements in Green Bay. Caroline Levitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Trump will unveil his agenda. Both Trump and President Biden have already clinched their party's nominations. The Wisconsin primary is also Tuesday. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Wisconsin will take part in the federal Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer Program. Qualifying families will get preloaded debit cards to use to buy groceries.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are at home during the summer months.
Shelley Fortner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers conquer New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers completing a three-game sweep of the New York Mets with a 4-1 win Easter Sunday. Rookie Jackson Churio with an RBI double to get things started.
Churio towards right field. Back Marte. Still back. It's over his head and off the wall. Churio has an RBI double. it's 2-0.
Jeff Levering, Valley Sports Wisconsin. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Cheerio stepped up big time. You didn't know what you were going to get for sure. Quite frankly, his spring training was at times very unimpressive. But I think we learned something this weekend.
The home opener 3:10 tomorrow afternoon against the Twins. NBA, the Bucks in D.C. tomorrow night to face the Wizards after beating the Hawks in Atlanta 122-113. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 16 rebounds, 8 assists, 36 points.
We take him for granted. We really do. I thought he played as clean of a game as you can play.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little rain and snow in the overnight. Cloudy skies at lower 30s. On Tuesday, we'll have rain and snow changing to all rain. Any kind of snow accumulation will be well under an inch. Mostly cloudy and highs in the middle 40s. It's 36 at our studios.
Coming up Tuesday on Matt Nair On Air, Up North News. Pat Brightlow joins us at 10:30 to discuss all things news. Make sure you join us.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. John Pavlovitz, the writer, pastor, activist, is the author of 3 books, including Stuff That Needs to Be Said, and his latest, God is Love, Don't Be a Jerk. He's got a new book out, or his second book. His third book, it just came out, Worth Fighting For, Finding Courage and Compassion When Cruelty is Trending. He's also got a great Substack newsletter that I subscribe to. I recommend you do. It's free. JohnPavlovitz.substack.com. Just go over to Substack and plug his name in. It'll pop right up. And John, welcome back to the program. It's been a while. Tell me about your new book. What provoked you to write this particular book at this time?
Hey, Tom, good to see you. You know, traveling around the country doing the work that I do, I hear so many stories from people. And the word that keeps coming up is exhaustion. I think so many people who are human beings of empathy are just worn out by all that we've experienced over the past 7 or 8 years. And so I wanted to create something that could serve as an encouragement, as a way for people to keep going on days where they don't feel like they can, because the stakes are so high, as you know, and this is such an important time that we need to take care of people while they're taking care of others. So that's really the heart of the book, how to keep fighting when you don't feel like you have the resources, and leaning on community to do that.
That's important stuff. I mean, that's really important stuff. The book Worth Fighting For, Finding Courage and Compassion when Cruelty is Trending. In your most recent, I believe it's your most recent, Substack piece titled Christians Should Condemn Christian Nationalism and Evangelical Theocracy, Jesus Does. Tell me about this. How are you defining Christian nationalism and evangelical theocracy, and how are those things in contrast to the teachings of Jesus?
Well, I think when you see the marriage of church and state happening in such a profound way right now in the Republican Party, that is the antithesis of what Jesus worked for, which was interdependent community where people looked after one another. And really, the separation of religion and politics was something that Jesus would have been working toward. And I think if he were here today, the Republican Party would be the first table he would overturn, because that monopolization of power and that top-down experience was not something that Christianity was. It was from the bottom up, a group of people of the street caring for one another. And so that is the ideal in the Christian world. And of course, we're seeing the opposite from people who claim faith in that Jesus. So it's a complete upside-down version of Christianity as Jesus presented it.
Yeah, we've seen over the years, I mean, you know, the adoption of Christianity as the official religion by the Romans in 336 or whatever the year was, the Second Council of Constantinople. We've seen the movements within the church You know, in the 15, 16, 1700s, for example, Teresa of Avila, you know, who wrote Interior Castle, one of my favorite books, and her collaboration with St. John of the Cross and his extraordinary book, Dark Night of the Soul, you know, trying to bring poverty basically back to the church and being just trashed for it. But, you know, in the modern day, there's this, the most recent phenomena is this evangelical phenomena, this Protestant evangelical phenomena that is hooking its wagon to Trump and to the GOP. How did that come about, and how is that, anti-Christian is not quite the right word I'm looking for, but I think you understand what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think it's happened because obviously the conservative right has been working on this for decades and they've played the long game. And I think they were on their last legs, honestly. But in 2020, Trump gave them this last gasp of power, and they're seizing that moment to do all that they can to dismantle all the systems of protections designed to prevent something like this. And really, they're perpetuating a Christianity that is compulsory, because they, through Project 2025 and so many other things that they're doing, they're trying to legislate theocracy. And the heart, again, of Christianity was a choice. It was an invitation to accept something or not. Faith is a profoundly personal endeavor. And so to try to legislate or systematize that is just simply abhorrent to people who actually grew up with the Sermon on the Mount and loving your neighbor as yourself.
And Matthew 25.
Yeah. Yeah, how about it?
You know, the real instructions.
Yes, indeed.
What part of Project 2025 concerns you in this regard?
I think the disregard or the predatory nature of this movement that we've seen through Trumpism and through the Republican Party, predatory toward immigrants, for the LGBTQ community, people of color, and women. And I think we're just going to see a more profound, pushing of this agenda to silence the voices of already vulnerable, oppressed people groups. And so for someone like myself, who is a person of profound privilege, I worry less about myself than those who are already on the margins, because I think that is what the Republican Party leverages fear against those groups. So we see it with the transgender community. That is the enemy du jour of the Republican Party. And so I think they're just going to keep exploiting the fear of their base, get that irrational state of fear ratcheted up. And so that's what concerns me, that they'll keep targeting people who are already losing human and civil rights as we speak.
Yeah. My sense, my lifelong sense of Christianity was informed by the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 25 in large part. I mean, I've read the entire Bible four times, but that seems to me the essence of the whole thing. And yet, this entire so-called Christian movement that is denigrating the rights of women, that is denigrating the rights of trans people, or of the entire queer community, for that matter, and that is embracing what sure looks to me like fascism, particularly after the example that we saw in Germany, where, you know, Hitler actually appointed Reichsbishop Müller as the official head of state or head of the church for the state. You know, he basically created a single Christian church for the state of Nazi Germany. This is a path that has been blazed before. It's been well trod before. Why aren't as a former pastor yourself, why are your former colleagues, you know, pastors, ministers, priests across Christianity in the United States, not standing up for Jesus, essentially, for at least what Jesus was teaching? Why are they so happy to embrace Trump and the GOP? Is it just that they're trying to hang on to their tax-exempt status and fleece the rubes who I just don't get it.
I think a great deal of it, Tom, is that if you look over the last few decades, church membership has been on the decline. Organized religion has been less and less a force in the culture. And I think so many in ministry have seen that, and whether they could intellectualize it or not, they have slowly become beholden to Trump, to his base, to the amount of people flocking around him. And so they've really done anything they can to stay connected to that group of people, and they've slowly lost their moral compass and their prophetic voice in the world. And so that's why you see so much silence from that community, because they're terrified to go against it for fear of losing everything that they have, which is sort of the instruction that Jesus gives, that that will happen. So that's the irony in place.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with writer, pastor, and activist John Pavlovitz, the author of three books, most recently, Worth Fighting For, Finding Courage and Compassion When Cruelty is Trending. Also, he's got a great Substack newsletter that is free. You can sign up for it over at johnpavlovitz.substack.com. John, to what extent, in your opinion, and by the way, we've got about 2.5 minutes here before we hit a hard break that I can't control. In your opinion, how much impact has the so-called prosperity gospel, stretching from Norman Vincent Peale through the more recent incarnations, and I realize it goes way back before that, but that's kind of the modern version of it. To what extent has that provided fuel to cause Christians to ignore the teachings of Jesus and basically just embrace the possibility of getting rich themselves?
I think there's a lot to that. And I think especially if you look at what the American dream usually entails, those are really antithetical to many of the teachings of Jesus. So where the American dream prizes, personal success, then the Gospels would say interdependent community. There's this collective to think of. So I think the individuality combined with the love of money and the power of capitalism, you see a perfect recipe for something that could be trapped in the in Christianity, created with that, but yet something that is not its heart at all. So I think there is something there. For sure.
Do you think that there could be a movement led by people like yourself who, people of the gospel who want a return to a Jesus-based Christianity to, at the very least, try to remove the tax-exempt status from some of these churches because they're just routinely violating the Johnson Amendment?
Certainly. And people of faith recognize this, many people, and they have gotten so exasperated that they've moved away from organized religion. But there does have to be, I think, a new movement of looking at these faith communities and seeing how tied they are to politics and making sure that we protect ourselves from that, because there's really no other recourse that we have once the worst of politics and the worst of religion align. We've seen throughout history what happens to actual human beings and to their rights. And so we do have to move to protect ourselves from that.
There you go. John Pavlovitz, his latest book, Worth Fighting For, Finding Courage and Compassion When Cruelty is Trending. John, keep up the great work. I love your newsletter over on Substack and have been reading your books for years. Thank you so much for dropping by today.
You as well, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Donald Trump has a new legal headache. Well, possibly. I'll tell you about that. And an Oregon county has eliminated homelessness. Say what? We'll be right back.
Connecting from the Mississippi on air, to the Apple, online, points on Civic Media. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM, WLA's radio station.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. We're back. Remember when Bill Barr, Attorney General Bill Barr, had the Lafayette Square opposite the White House cleared with tear gas so that Donald Trump could walk over to the church located opposite Lafayette Square and have a picture taken holding a Bible upside down, remember that? Well, some of the people who were hit with the tear gas and beaten by the police in their effort to clear the square so that Trump could have his little photo op have sued. And that lawsuit may come to life by April 12th, which is, 12 days from now, or 11 days from now, I guess. And this comes out of this 2020 lawsuit, Buchanan versus Trump, where they sued Trump in his official capacity as president for this. And the federal courts said you can't sue the president when he's doing his job. He's got this thing called sovereign immunity. So now they're coming back. I mean, the federal government initially settled this case. This is Thomas Keough over at Newsweek.
But damage claims against Trump and other officials in Buchanan were later thrown out owing to protections for federal officials from civil suits, as I mentioned. Now, however, the team behind the suit has been cleared by a judge to file an amended criminal complaint in light of a January 2021 Interior Department Inspector General report, which found that Lafayette Square had not been properly cleared and that the police had not followed acceptable practices. And this is a quote from Lee Crane. He's a partner at Gibson Dunn, which is one of the big law firms out of Washington, D.C. He said, "We expect filing our claims against Mr. Trump by April 12th, as the court directed in granting our motion to amend in part. Our clients look forward to seeing Mr. Trump in court and holding him accountable for his and others' attacks on the rights of peaceful protesters in Lafayette Square." So that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. The other story I want to share with you is just amazing. Washington County is a county here in Oregon. It's not, you know, a huge population county. It's not one of the remote, very, very rural counties. It's kind of in between. It's kind of close to us, isn't it, Sean? Yeah, it's next door to Multnomah County. It's the next county over. So, yeah, it's got a pretty good-sized population. And the Tri-County area, this is called Metro. We've got this weird government that kind of an oversight government that raises taxes for all three of these counties. And they raised this tax a couple of years ago as a 10-year homelessness services measure that only kicks in for people who are making over a couple hundred thousand dollars a year and big businesses in Multnomah, Washington, and Clackamas counties. And what it did is it raised millions and millions of dollars. Well, Washington County took that money and literally ended homelessness in their county with it. Over the past 2 years, the money has gone, I'm reading from this piece in Oregon Live, in the Oregonian, our statewide paper. They built a homelessness services system from the ground up. They established 90 tiny homes at three locations and built other shelters, which in turn allowed outreach workers to eliminate the county's seven large and medium-sized encampments by moving those campers into the collective 380 new shelter beds. The county also experienced a near-instant tenfold increase in housing vouchers to cover or subsidize unhoused people's rent for a few months, for a period of time from a few months to a couple of years, or even permanently. And this provides, they note, a glimmer of hope regarding what many had come to feel as an intractable problem. Voters approved the 10-year homeless measure. I already told you about that. So they did it. They pulled it off. Which proves that the homelessness problem is not, you know, yes, there are elements of, you know, mental illness and addiction, as there are with many other problems we have, you know, the crisis in our prisons, for example. But the biggest part of the problem is housing is just no longer affordable in the United States, and in large part, that's because Wall Street, these hedge funds and these private equity groups, are buying as many as a quarter of all new single-family or all single-family homes that are coming on the market. Depending on the market and depending on where you are, in some towns they're buying most all of them, and they're driving up housing prices like there's no tomorrow because they're taking these houses off the housing market and turning them into rental properties. So, you know, and housing should not be a commodity that can become an investment. You know, outside of the investment that individual homeowners make in their homes. I just think this is wrong.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This exploitation of housing as an investment is wrong. What's right is lowering the cost of housing and thus ending homelessness. Good on Washington County.
Connecting with you.
From the heart of the St. Croix line.
We're in touch with you.
Media.
You're listening to
Lake Air 1260 AM.
WLAK's radio station.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even at access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Facing a Thursday deadline, Donald Trump came up with the cash to post a $175 million appeal bond of New York State's $500 million business fraud judgment.
A company called Knight Specialty Insurance has put up bond for Donald Trump. And if he loses his civil fraud trial appeal, the former president, his adult sons, and two former Trump executives will have to pay New York the entire more than $460 million judgment. If he loses the appeal and doesn't have the money, New York's attorney general could seize and sell Mr. Trump's properties.
ABC's Andy Field. Voters to have the final say on abortion in Florida. That state's Supreme Court cleared the way for a November referendum that will determine whether the right to choose is enshrined in state law. A 6-week ban going into effect in 30 days. In another ruling, the Florida High Court greenlit a November referendum that would legalize recreational marijuana. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's presidential primary. Activists say they're only focused on the primary for now.
This is an opportunity to make our demands clear and to let Joe Biden know that unless he has a serious change on policy in Gaza, his chances in November are bleak.
Heba Muhammad of the group Listen to Wisconsin spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Milwaukee Brewers home opener is Tuesday, which figures because there'll be 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. That total might be lower depending on how much rain's mixed with the snow. The American Family Field parking lot opens just after noon for tailgating. Gates to the ballpark open after 1, and the first pitch is at 3:10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little rain and snow in the overnight. Cloudy skies at lower 30s. On Tuesday, we'll have rain and snow changing to all rain. Any kind of snow accumulation will be well under an inch. Mostly cloudy and highs in the middle 40s. It's 36 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did
to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Our dogs Blue and Chewy go nuts for it. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls, Ron in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, comment on that. There's a top of your second hour there, the libertarian guy. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, Sheriff Richard Mack.
Yeah. The right kind of reminds me of these guys that way back in the 60s when there were talk shows and local talk shows and not these national things, where these guys from the SDS or from these like Trotskyite groups would get on. And like when you said five words, and I saw that today with you, when you said five words, he was talking over you and he couldn't make a point without being, I mean, he could have hung up on him, but then what do you gain by that? So you were trying to debate some of these people. It's like they're used to their own echo chamber or something. By, for instance, the majority of talk radio and even the, I'd say, four out of the five cable networks are right wing now. But it just impresses me that the one point that, you know, you talk about the ideology of decentralization that, and using the Constitution. The founding fathers were men of reason. Do you really think that they would have been favored the idea that the Constitution is an inflexible document and is not subject to some type of interpretation and change in line with the real world? And how would they have interpreted, being from the Enlightenment, how would they have interpreted how you determine basic truth? And he brought up the FDA and that type of thing. It should be gotten rid of, or it should be, power should be taken away. How are you going to determine with any of these things, FDA, FTC, products, safety, how do you determine what is safe for people? And not, you have to have opened scientific and logical discussions. And if you look at some of these products that have been banned and pharmaceutical things and the recommendation for during the COVID thing for masking and for vaccinations, the people who oppose that stuff, the right-wingers, never want to get into debates with it. They set up their own printing presses. They have their own talk shows. They have their own little magazines and attack that way. They never get into the discussions or the debates over the situation. And that's the dangerous thing. The way some of these right-wing the ideologues are, it's going to be whoever shouts the loudest. Yeah. In the modern era, that's who's got the most money.
Well, that's how it works over on Fox News. I mean, I think that Sheriff Mack has been watching a lot of Fox News, and whenever they have a liberal on Fox News, and I know this because for a while I was the liberal on Fox News. I used to go on all the time and debate them, and but they finally decided that they didn't want me on their air anymore because I was regularly kicking their butts. But basically, they talk
that,
over
I've
you.
I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen you do that back when you were on Air America. You used to have this guy, I can't remember who he was, from the Cato Institute. And back in the day when you didn't have too many commercials on Air America, that was why one of them led to its demise. You remember the 27-minute I timed debate with him, and he had no answers.
You're talking Yaron Buck from the Ayn Rand Institute?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we used to debate all the time.
Yeah, and the thing is, they don't do that. They have the money, they have the networks, they have the media.
Yeah, he won't come on the program anymore either. I mean, because they've got their own echo chambers. They just don't need me.
Yep. And
in that context, I just have to honor Sheriff Richard Mack, as much as I disagree with him about pretty much everything, that he was willing to come on this program and have a conversation with me in front of the world.
Well, yes, that's good. But they say most of them, they don't feel it's necessary because they have the money, they have the media behind them, and it just doesn't, I guess they can't win the arguments nose to nose. And that's the thing, too, that bothers me about the whole, this whole Supreme Court thing. You realize this is the only democracy or Republicans, you know, Democratic Republic that allows the states to, if you can win the state legislature convincingly enough one time, you can effectively cook the books by gerrymandering.
Yep.
In perpetuity.
Yeah.
And that's, isn't that odd? Do you think the founding fathers really would have supported that?
No, actually, when Elbridge Gerry tried that in Massachusetts in the 1790s, there was some considerable blowback. It just never got realized as law. But, I totally get what you're saying. And go ahead. You were going to say something.
Yeah, even if you took the racial aspect out of which most of it is nowadays, but even if you took that out of it, it would be, I mean, it just doesn't seem right to say population group A and versus population group B, you can take, if you're in power one time, just one, that's all it takes with these court rulings, because you control both the state legislature and the federal district.
Yeah, it's happened in South Carolina, it's happened in Wisconsin, it's happened in states, it's happened in Georgia, Texas. I'm with you, Ron, I'm with you. Thank you very much for calling and making that point. Wes in Wild Horse, Nevada. Hey, what a great name for a town. Hey, Wes, what's on your mind today?
Much respect, Tom.
Thank you.
And what I'm calling about, your previous caller just referenced basic truth.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about basic language. There's power in names, and we all know that, right? Mm-hmm. When we're children, that's how we learn language, is by naming things, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Once we're children and juveniles and have the names of things down, our personalities start to develop. And those of us that are bullies, what do those bullies do? They call people names. Well, there's a entity in our atmosphere that has a very powerful name, and it wasn't an honest name. It was a legally derived name. It used to be D-R-U-M-P-F. It was changed sometime long ago to T-R-U-M-P-H, and I'm trying not to ever say that name again. It's very hard.
I get it. But what's your point?
My point is, I'm tired of hearing that 1,500 times a day.
Oh.
We need to take control of the narrative. And I realize this is using his juvenile tactics, but it's very effective and very powerful. From now on, I challenge you and everybody listening in Hartman University out there, do not use that last name. He should be referred to only as Dirty Donald.
Okay. What you're essentially saying is, you know, we're sitting around having a picnic in the backyard and a poisonous snake is, on, you know, slithering through our legs on the grass or between our feet, and you want us not to mention the name of the snake. I get it, you know, but we're not going to stop talking about that snake.
I want to rename the snake.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got it, Wes. I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Brian in Tacoma. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Well, just a lot of people have already piled on your guest, the former oath keeper, Mac. I just was kind of, when I heard him speaking, you know, I'm just so exhausted, and this is a word your next guest, the guy who wrote the book, used, but I'm exhausted by the, oh, but both sides. Well, both sides. And he kept saying, well, both sides do it, and so I'm neither of them. And so, but the both sides argument, do both sides do whatever the subject is? Yes, of course. But there's never, but they need to be qualitative and quantitative discussions about, like the FBI puts out, as an example, FBI puts out statistics that, you know, in the last however many years recently since Trump, the last 4 or 5 years, I'm not sure the exact time frame, but the terrorism attacks and the you know, the violent terrorism attacks in America are 95% right wing. Now they break it down for, like, say 75% sort of white, like Republican right wing, whatever, and they say 20%, you know, Islamic terrorism, and then 5% is left over for sort of lefties who want to chain themselves to a tree or whatever, and then someone gets injured. I don't know exactly, but that's 95% right wing.
I know, and then Kristen Welker goes on NBC News and says, oh, yeah, this is a both sides problem. America's just divided. So that's not the problem. What BS?
It's not. So the both sides discussion pushback instantly always needs to be qualitative and quantitative. But it's even just what your caller, it's a lie. Like, because he will vote libertarian. And libertarians side with Republicans. So it's not like he's like, oh, well, both sides do it, so I'm neither. He is one of them. He's a Republican.
I agree. Brian, thank you. Well said. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Well, this day is flying by. It's talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Online.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, just signed a law that legalizes surrogacy and in vitro fertilization. So, you know, the Supreme Court and the right wingers, and you've got Republicans in Michigan who are trying to get an abortion ban passed. Keep an eye, by the way, on this court case down in Florida. If Ron DeSantis's 15-week abortion ban is approved by the courts, then a week or two later, immediately, a six-week abortion ban goes into effect. The Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, is also is going to be, in the next couple of days, announcing whether they're going to allow a abortion rights ballot initiative and a medical marijuana, a recreational marijuana ballot initiative to go on the ballot. So keep an eye on these things, because Republicans in Florida do not want abortion on the ballot. And I'm betting that the Republicans on the state Supreme Court, it's 100% Republicans, are going to figure out a way to screw with that thing. But we'll see. George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a small point, or maybe it's actually a larger point, in reference to an earlier caller who was proposing various ways that Joe Biden could, quote-unquote, shut down the border by executive means or some other ledger domain. And I think it's important for everybody to understand that what gums up the works to a large extent is our asylum laws, which mostly date back to the immediate post-World War II period, mm-hmm. when the nation realized that we had turned a deaf ear and a cold shoulder to Jewish refugees from Nazi Germany, resulting in the death of hundreds of thousands of them.
Correct.
And so the laws were made more expansive. And it's important for everybody to understand that if someone gets into this country by whatever means, legally or illegally, flying in on a plane with a tourist or educational visa, whether they swim, walk, fly, or dig a tunnel, if they claim asylum, they can't be deported until their case is heard.
Correct.
And what has happened over the Trump years was that there was no intent on the part of Trump and the Republicans to expand the system to make sure that the cases got heard in an efficient and timely manner, Richard, making huge backlogs and people desperate for themselves and their children to survive getting across the border. And then there's no judges, no staff, no facilities, nobody to hear their case. And for the most part, the current bill that passed the Senate and is now held up in the Republican House by the Speaker, who's being controlled by a tiny minority of his own party, that bill would pretty much solve all these problems. More asylum judges, more courtrooms, 2,500, I think, more Border Patrol people. And the solution to the problem is right there.
Yep.
And it's being obstructed by the Republican majority in the House because Donald Trump told them to.
Correct, because he does not want the border problem solved because he's going to use it to beat up Joe Biden. That's it's going to be the essence of his campaign.
If the law passes, then he has no issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so cynical and so ruthless and destructive. And people are paying for it with their lives, and families being ripped apart, and kids will never find their parents again. I mean, for a great country with a noble and generous past, this is just shameful.
I agree, George. George, thank you very much. So well said. Thank you. Aaron in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
It's easy to pronounce. Just say upper and think of the cigarettes.
There you go.
Upper Marlboro.
Yeah.
Okay. At any rate, I'm going to piggyback on what Brian was saying. He kind of, you know, laid the groundwork. And I'm going to look at it from a historical perspective. I think you were really trying to be fair, talking about the January 6th people. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them were just here, there. You know, some people were just enjoying, you know, democracy in progress. Some of them were protesting.
You know, if Joe Biden told me that Donald Trump had stolen the election and I needed to show up at the Capitol building, I might show up.
And the third group just had murder and mayhem on their mind.
Yep.
So I'm going to go. So that was already taken. I'm going to go from a historical perspective. In the 1920s or 30s, there was a 50,000 strong march down Constitution Avenue of KKK members.
Yep. In their uniforms. Yeah.
In their uniform. Yeah. Yeah. Racist. Absolutely. I mean, you might as well say racist. Yep. I mean, they would kill people with no.
Yep, wearing their sheets and hoods.
And the color of their skin.
Yep.
But here's the other point I want to make. There was twice that many people on the sideline, you know, waving flags. And, you know, some
cheering
of them might have just been curious. Some of them might have been curious. Some of them might have been bigots. And some of them might have been racist. You can go 33, 33, 33. Yeah. But all of them were white. There was no one wearing a hijab, a Nehru jacket, a yarmulke, or a afro.
Sounds like what you're describing, Aaron. Forgive the interruption, but we're going to run out of time here in just a few seconds. Sounds like what you're describing is the good German problem in the 1930s, right? They just, you know, oh, yeah, look at that truck, or look at that train, you know, load of Jews going by. Well, I guess I got to go back to work, that kind of thing. Aaron, thank you so much. So well said. Yeah, and thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active. We got a huge election coming up. Double check your voter registration. Make sure everybody you know is registered to vote. And let's get this thing rolling. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Tag your it. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.